The latest row between Indonesia and Australia could make it a whole lot harder for food exporters here. Wheat sales alone are worth $1.3 billion, and that's before you even look at the dairy and live export trade, live cattle export trade. In tweets yesterday, Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono said Indonesia was reviewing a number of cooperation agendas as a consequence of the hurtful action by Australia. He's, of course, talking about the phone bugging affair. Danny Burrows is a director of Tradeworthy, an Asian trade investment consultancy. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Cameron. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining us. What's your gut feeling about this standoff and the impact it will have on trade with Indonesia?
Look, I think the question is one of time. The longer this drags on, the more likely it's likely to have a significant impact on, I guess, what I call the broader economic relationship, which is both trade and investment.
Have you heard any signals as yet that this is having an impact on trade?
Well, look, obviously without naming individual companies or particular projects, I guess one needs to separate out, the two different levels here. There's a business-to-business relationship, which is companies dealing with other companies, and then where this level occurs at the government-to-government level. Where we are seeing an impact already, I would say in the last 48 hours, if you remember, in fact, there was another sort of related furor about a week or so ago, but this one seems to be a lot more personal and serious in terms of the president's personal mobile phone. So where we are seeing an impact is at the G2B level. So to explain, that's the interface between government in Indonesia and Australian business. So I guess the anecdotes that are starting to flow through are that decisions are being postponed, delayed, and I guess what I'll call a general deprioritisation of Australian requests.
So you're not talking about an official directive from Indonesian government. You're talking about, say, bureaucrats taking it on themselves to slow things down.
That's right. The way it seems to be working or playing out at the moment is the president has, as we know, been significantly impacted and made these very, very public statements, which, by the way, as a long-time watcher of Indonesia, the fact that these tweets, for example, are in English, it shows that this is to a wider audience than just the Indonesian domestic constituency. So when the president's offended, it can trickle down into the bureaucracy at obviously senior minister and then other minister levels and then into the senior levels of the civil service. And Indonesia is quite different from Australia in the way that Indonesian civil servants play a far greater role in regulating business, especially foreign business. So they've got far greater discretion for approvals, but also for the timing of their decisions.
Okay, so if these bureaucrats decide business with Australia is not a top priority, they can have an influence here. Is that what you're saying?
Well, look, if you had five decisions to make on your desk before the end of the week, four of them were Singaporean, Korea and US investments, and the fifth was an Australian, it's probably now is about the time that you'd be questioning, well, should I put that one to the top of the list or should I wait a little longer? Let's see where this plays out. Is my boss, say it's the minister or the vice minister, going to be particularly happy to have an Australian investment come on his desk now? We're all politically ambitious. There's an election coming up next year. Let's see how this plays out. Now, that's the anecdotally we're seeing. Perhaps there's some question around whether those kinds of decisions could be affected or delayed.
So what does that mean in a practical sense for, say, the Australian exporters of primary produce in particular?
Look, frankly, Indonesia is far too sophisticated a democracy and a political entity to impose trade sanctions in retaliation for what are clearly political issues.
Okay, so we won't see the live cattle quota cut again or anything like that?
Look, my view is that that's very unlikely. I think it was only last week that they announced there was a sort of doubling of the live cattle quota. But also remember, it's broader than just trade. We're talking about Indonesia itself has looked at is increasing their statements on the likelihood of investment directly in Australia's cattle industry. I think there have already been some moves a couple of weeks ago. So there are some very, very significant deals, transactions on the table, none of which is in anyone's interest to cut. And I also, as I say, I don't think the Indonesian civil service, and certainly not at the political level, are willing to take or likely to take any direct trade sanctions against Australia for this political issue.
Okay. There's been a lot of focus on the cattle industry, I guess because it's been so politically charged in the past, but the wheat trade is the big one, really. Is there likely to be any implication there? And I'm not talking necessarily about direct changes to the amounts of shipments coming in, but maybe a go slow on accepting shipments?
Look, again, I don't think so. And I guess the point about this particular furor is, we've had it all before. We've had barley bombings, we've had boats, we've had the beef issue, and now we've got bugs. And as I say, it's time we talk about the other B, which is business. But in terms of wheat, I think that falls into the same category as live cattle, for example. Where agri is more likely to be, I guess, disproportionately affected are things around technical standards. Now, we all know that anyone who's exported any food, whether it's processed or raw overseas, knows that the biggest issues occur at the border, particularly technical standards, quarantine, labelling, those types of issues. Again, these are the types of issues that fall into the hands of mid to senior level civil servants. I don't think there's going to be any direct decisions taken in the short term. If this is allowed to continue to fester and is not moved to what I'd call the behind-the-closed-doors arena, there's a risk that those types of decisions will be taken to disproportionately affect Australian trade.
Okay. So if I know in the past Australian exporters, say, to places like China or Russia, there might suddenly be a quarantine question or a biosecurity question raised that appears to come out of the blue that slows things down. Is that the type of thing you're alluding to?
Well, it could be. Remember that all these types of standards and requests and requirements, the technical standards as we call them, need to be applied universally. So they can't be applied to impact only one country. That would be breach of not just for potentially free trade agreement obligations, but also World Trade Organization. So they can't slap things on willy-nilly. And also remember, this is going to be the result of already a significant diplomatic process. There is a lot going on behind the scenes that we're not aware of, and frankly we shouldn't be aware of, because this is best resolved behind the scenes. But if it continues over a long period of time, and I'm talking 6 months plus, I think it's around that time we're going to start seeing some impacts that may affect broadly trade, but will disproportionately affect Australian trade.
Mm-hmm. If this is sorted out immediately or relatively quickly, how long will the effects of this still be felt for Australian exporters?
In the business community, I would say a very, very short lift. This will be yesterday's fish and chip wrapper, no question.
Mm, so it all comes down to this being sorted relatively quickly.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so the impetus is on business to actually contact their partners. Again, we're trying to re-establish and separate out the business-to-business links from the government-to-government links. You know, exporters, investors need to contact their business partners. Don't delay that business trip to Indonesia. You know, seek the approval that you're seeking today. Contact your business partners. And it's okay to raise the issue, in a sense, to laugh it off, but most importantly, to separate out what's going on at that government-to-government level. It has nothing to do with the business-to-business links or your particular project.
Danny, appreciate your insights. Thanks very much for coming on the program today.
No problem, Cameron.
Danny Burrows is a former trade negotiator with the Australian Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade and director of a consultancy called Tradeworthy, an Asian trade specialist investment trade consultancy.